Proclamation number 4943 of 29th of July, 1950. Divine revelations oblige. Near end. To be taught the truth by me is a gift of grace which also obliges. Anyone who is richly blessed by me should give away of his possessions to his neighbor, otherwise he is not worthy of my love and grace. And anyone who is showered with my grace is always willing to share himself and make his fellow human beings happy, just as he himself is happy. Whoever receives my gift of grace also stands in love and passes on what he receives. From this it follows that when I reveal myself, for my revelations are extraordinary gifts of grace, I also want them to be spread because they are of immense value for the soul's development. Understand, you humans, that my word is the surest means for you to achieve your aim on earth of becoming perfect. Thus my word must not be disregarded. The living water must not dry up in the sand, but a river must be created for it. It must continue to flow so that many can refresh themselves with the water of life which flows from the fountainhead of my love. When I reveal myself to a person, it means that I give him proof of my existence and my bond with the person who longs for me in his love. I reveal myself to him, I let him become aware of my presence, as it were, I make myself known to him. But anyone who has recognized me himself also gives testimony of me to his fellow human beings, and this is what every revelation is intended to do: to awaken or strengthen faith in me. And since I wrestle for the souls of all my living creations, since I want to win everyone for eternal life, all people shall also gain knowledge of me. They shall know that the eternal deity expresses itself to every person, because all are children of its eternal love. Therefore, every revelation on my part shall be mentioned, and fellow human beings shall believe in it or not according to the way of life, because the soul's ascent is a matter of free will. He who receives much shall also distribute much. If the recipient of my word is now destined for a teaching activity, the measure of grace will be inexhaustible, for now he is active as a mediator between me and people. He is a mission to fulfill, to pass on extensive knowledge, the spreading of which has now become necessary in order to reduce the great spiritual hardship. This knowledge concerns the purification of my already very educated teaching and, at the same time, the plight of people who live on this earth during the lost days and are in a pitiable state due to the lack of knowledge, who, due to a way of life which contradicts my will and due to misguided thinking, are in utmost danger of being lost in the end for eternal times. By conveying the truth and through admonitions and warnings, still willing people can be guided onto the right path, and this is the mission of the one who is taught by me, who is the mediator between me and people through the inner word. For this reason, the knowledge which this mediator receives comprises for the first time the pure gospel, the unadulterated teaching of love, which I myself, as the man Jesus, brought to people on earth in order to lead them back from the path of ruin they were walking onto the path of salvation. The gospel shall be proclaimed to people again as purely as it once came forth from me, and therefore I must send my word from above to people again. They must receive it directly from me, albeit conveyed through the mouth of a human being, because the presently educated teaching is used as my adversary's means and therefore causes more harm than spiritual success for the soul. I know how necessary it is to convey the pure truth to people, and I bless everyone who, in the last days before the end, as my true disciple, as an apostle of the end time, supports the spreading of the pure teaching, who wants to fight against error and lies and makes himself available to me for this purpose. And thus the transmission of the pure gospel to earth through the inner word is a great revelation of myself, for I myself am the word, and whatever emanates from me must also testify to me as what I am. My word is recognizable to everyone who wants to recognize it. But furthermore, the end is near. And I want to announce this to people through seers and prophets. Therefore I need people again who, driven by my spirit, repeatedly present to their fellow human beings that the last time has come. They do not speak for themselves. They speak on my behalf, as my messengers, and this mission is also important, for people are to be disturbed from their rest and pointed to the future, which is decisive for eternity for every individual. My servants on earth will not have much success, nevertheless they shall be restlessly active and not miss any opportunity to mention my extraordinary working, my revelations. They shall make use of every day as industrious laborers in the vineyard of the Lord, for time is pressing. The end is near, so near that you cannot believe it. Therefore call out to each one, work and do while it is still day, for the night is coming when you will no longer be able to work. Amen.